but we depend on the Lord our God. This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004, I am your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that comes to you every day, and we are reading the entire Bible together in a year. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. It's Make a Gift Day, which might explain the glitter all over your kitchen table. I don't know about you, but I hate glitter. I call it demon dust. However, the lovely lady Leanne loves glitter, especially around Christmas time. I went into the kitchen last night to prepare dinner, and there was glitter all over the island where I do most of the food prep. Leanne had been wrapping Christmas gifts there. Ugh, oh well. After nearly 37 years of marriage, I've learned to expect it. Not that I accept it, but it does come with the territory. I better move on before I get in trouble. This is Psalms Wednesday. We'll read Psalms 18 through 20. Also, after my comments, I'll do On This Date in Church History segment. And being Wednesday, we will have our praises and prayer request time. Let's begin. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless our time together around your word and that you would teach us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to put something into our hearts and change the way we live our lives. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalm chapter 18. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who was worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. The ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around me. Death laid a trap in my path. But in my distress I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the mountain shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened the heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dark rain clouds. Thick clouds shielded the brightness around him and rained down hail and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded amid the hail and burning coals. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed, and they were greatly confused. Then at your command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundations of the earth were laid bare. He reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress. But the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He restored me because of my innocence. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not turned from my God to follow evil. I have followed all his regulations. I have never abandoned his decrees. I am blameless before God. I have kept myself from sin. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He has seen my innocence. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity. To the pure, you show yourself pure, but to the wicked, you show yourself hostile. You rescue the humble, but you humiliate the proud. You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness. In your strength, I can crush an enemy. With my God, I can scale any wall. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and he makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help has made me great. You have made a wide path for my feet to keep them from slipping. I chased my enemies and caught them. I did not stop until they were conquered. I struck them down so they could not get up. They fell beneath my feet. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. You placed my foot on their necks. I have destroyed all who hated me. They called for help, but no one came to their rescue. They even cried to the Lord, but he refused to answer. I ground them as fine dust in the wind. I swept them into the gutter like dirt. You gave me victory over my accusers. You appointed me ruler over nations. People I don't even know now serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they submit. Foreign nations cringe before me. They all lose their courage and come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He subdues the nations under me and rescues me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. You give great victories to your king. You show unfailing love to your anointed, to David and all his descendants forever. Psalm chapter 19. The heavens are telling of the greatness of God, and the great open spaces above show the work of his hands. Day to day they speak, and night to night they show much learning. There is no speaking and no words where their voice is not heard. Their sound has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun. It is as a man soon to be married coming out of his room, and as a strong man who is happy to run his race. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and it makes its way to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, giving new strength to the soul. The law he has made known is sure, making the childlike wise. The laws of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The word of the Lord is pure, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The Lord is always true and right in how he judges. The word of the Lord is worth more than gold, even more than much fine gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey straight from the comb. And by them your servant is told to be careful. In obeying them there is great reward. Who can see his own mistakes? Forgive my sins that I do not see, and keep your servant from sinning by going my own way. Do not let these sins rule over me. Then I will be without blame, and I will not be guilty of big sins. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. Psalm chapter 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. May he send you help from his temple. From Zion may he give you support. May he take notice of your offerings. May he accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant your heart's desire. May he bring all your plans to pass. Then we will shout for joy over your victory. We will rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I am sure that the Lord will deliver his chosen king. He will intervene for him from his holy heavenly temple and display his mighty ability to deliver. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. They will fall down, but we will stand firm. The Lord will deliver the king. He will answer us when we call to him for help. I'd like to quickly just look at three different verses that really kind of stood out to me today. The first was Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. What we say and what we spend our time thinking about is very important. It kind of is a reflection of what's in our heart. And so if our goal at the end is for the Lord to look at us and say, well done, good and faithful servant, we need to look at what we say and what we think about while we're here on earth. The next one was chapter 20, verse 1. May the Lord answer you when you're in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. And that truly is my prayer for you, beloved. We live in troubling times. There's a lot going on in the world today, and I pray that when you cry out to Him in these times, that He answers you. And I pray that you find security in God. And then the last verse that stood out to me was chapter 20, verse 7. And again, this kind of relates to the troubled times in which we live. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. We might change that to some trust in politicians and others in medical experts, but we depend on the Lord our God. Politicians aren't going to save us. Medical experts aren't going to save us. Only God can save us. We should pray for our politicians. We should pray for medical experts, and we should pray for anybody in power. But we depend on the Lord our God. I'd love to hear what you think. Agree? Disagree? Thoughts? Questions? Go to comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll read some of your comments on the show. And remember, the LifeSpring Family Hotline.
LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
On this date in church history, December 3rd, today we look at three moments from December 3rd that remind us how God works through faithful disciples in every corner of the world, from India to American living rooms to the streets of a nation finding its freedom. We begin in 1898, when Pandita Ramabai dedicated the Mukti Bible School in India. Ramabai was a remarkable woman, born a high-caste Hindu, widowed young, and later converted to Christ after her encounters with Scripture. She had a heart for girls and women who were vulnerable, abandoned, or trapped in oppressive systems. The Mukti School became a place where hundreds of women were taught the Bible, equipped for ministry, and prepared to share the gospel throughout India. Many of the early Indian revival movements can trace their roots back to her work. Ramabai's story shows how one life surrendered to Christ can spark a movement far beyond what anyone expects. And now we move to 1956, when Billy Graham took a significant step into a new medium. His Hour of Decision had already become a powerful radio ministry, but on December 3rd, it aired nationwide on American television for the first time. At a time when only a handful of Christian programs reached national audiences, Graham's clear message of hope and salvation found its way into living rooms across the country. Many viewers heard the gospel that night who might never have attended a crusade or church service. It helped establish Christian broadcasting as a trusted presence in American homes and set the stage for decades of gospel-centered media. And finally, we come to 1989, in the days just after the Berlin Wall came down, something I remember well. As an aside, one of my brothers-in-law was a pilot for Pan Am Airlines back then and flew the LAX to Berlin route. For Christmas that year, he gave us a small piece of the Berlin Wall. Now back to the story. On December 3rd, Christian leaders in East Germany stepped in to help calm the nation and guide crucial reconciliation talks. For years, churches in East Germany had been quietly fostering prayer movements and peaceful resistance. When the wall fell, these same congregations became safe places for gatherings, negotiations, and honest dialogue. Their influence helped prevent violence and shaped a peaceful transition during one of the most fragile moments in modern European history. It's an example of how the church can be a stabilizing, healing presence in the public square. Ramabai reminds us that discipleship transforms lives and cultures. Billy Graham shows us the power of new tools to spread the gospel. And East Germany reminds us that the church can help hold a society together when it's most needed. I want to thank those of you who are faithful with your giving, either through streaming sats, boosting, or with dollars. Without you, the show cannot go on 7 days a week. I thank God for you. And if you have not yet donated, please consider it. If you receive value from the show, return a portion of that by going here.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
This is the season for giving. All thank you, and I think that God will bless you. Praises and prayer requests. I have a praise. We have added some new LifeSpring family members over the past few weeks, so praise the Lord. And welcome to the new people. We're glad you're here. And now there are a few prayer requests. There's a longtime LifeSpring family member who has an unspoken request. We'll just lift him up to the Lord because he knows. And Brian Duncan's wife, Cassie, needs prayer. I've spoken about her before on the show. She has something called trigeminal neuralgia, and it's debilitatingly painful. She and Brian just found out about a new procedure that might help alleviate the pain. So let's pray that they're able to have this done. And I told you about the lovely Lady Leanne's fall a few weeks ago. Something good that came out of the fall was that when she was in the emergency room the night of her fall, the doctor ordered some blood work, and they found some suspicious numbers regarding her thyroid, which led to an ultrasound of her thyroid a couple of weeks later. The ultrasound revealed that she might have some problems there, so next Tuesday she has an appointment with an endocrinologist to see where we go from here. So we need to pray that whatever it is treatable with no long-lasting side effects. Or better yet, when they go in and do further tests, they find that there's nothing. Many years ago, after we had been married for just a short time, she was diagnosed, and the diagnosis was confirmed with two different sonograms that she had a pretty large tumor on one of her ovaries. The doctor recommended some laparoscopic surgery to have it taken care of. And just before the surgery, they did one more sonogram to be sure, you know, where exactly it was, so they knew where to put the laparoscope, and they found that there was nothing there. When it had been confirmed, it was about the size of a baseball, as I remember. And miraculously, the day of the surgery, they said, there's nothing to do here. So we're praying that the Lord gives her that kind of a miracle with her thyroid. So anyway, let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our God. You are holy. You are righteous. You are merciful. And how good it is to serve you. We thank you, Lord, for calling us. Right now, Lord, I do praise you for the new LifeSpring family members, and I pray, God, that you would bless them when they're here. Teach them. Speak through me. Whatever my words are, I pray, God, that you would take those words and use it to minister to all of our hearts, Lord. Not just the new members, but all of us, including myself. I pray now for the LifeSpring family member with the unspoken request, Lord. You know exactly what is needed, and you know what needs to take place. And Lord, we just put them in your precious, loving, strong hands and pray that your will would be done. And we pray now for Brian and Cassie that they are able to have this procedure for Cassie that will hopefully make the pain all go away. That in itself, even if it's through a doctor's hands, that would be a miracle because she's been dealing with this, Lord, for so long, as you know, and it is just destroying her life. And we pray, God, that you would intervene, that you would bring healing, even a miraculous healing. But if not that, we pray that this procedure would be able to be done and that it would be successful. And Lord, now I pray for the endocrinologist appointment coming next week, that you would give the doctor wisdom and that whatever is needed will be able to be done and be effective. I pray, God, that there would be no cancer. I pray, God, that there would be nothing that we know that there's nothing that you can't handle. You are the great physician. And so one more time, I'm going to ask that you do a miraculous healing. But if that isn't the way you choose to work, I pray, God, that this appointment next week will lead to good results. And now, Father, I thank you for the LifeSpring family. I pray that you would bless each one today. Help each of us to serve you better and help us to be effective reflections of you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, when you send your prayer requests in at prayer.lifespringmedia.com or on the LifeSpring Family Hotline or via email to me, steve@lifespringmedia.com, I will pray for you when I get your requests or your praises, and I will pray for you in my private time and right here on the show. I'm going to make my sign-off today short and sweet. I've got three shows I've got to get out today. I've got this show, Verses We Missed, and the LifeSpring Why Christmas show. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
The LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.